Okay. This is Allison Roth, and she has endured 5 days, 6 days.
6 days.
6 days. How many hours? How many seconds?
Of dishes.
Of dishes. Okay, so go ahead. If you just hold it up like
okay.
That. Yeah, I just need to see the red button.
Okay.
Go ahead and tell me what did you think it was going to happen? What was it like?
Well, what we came into has nothing to do with anything that I thought this was going to be at all. This has just been completely unique and different from anything I've ever experienced in my entire life. Just so many people from so many places in the entire country just coming together and feeding people and letting people go on with their lives and helping out as little as they can, but it's so much, it's so gratifying. It's the most gratifying experience I've ever had. As little of a part that I'm able to do, at least it helps to know that that little part at least will help others move on from this tragedy, disaster, which it is, which is awesome.
What kinds of things did you do down here?
Did I personally do down here? Well, mostly dishes, a lot of dishes, just to help out with the kitchen, because the majority of, I mean, this camp has so many aspects of it, but one of the most, I don't know, the meal time is when everybody can get together and talk about their day. Everybody talks about where they came from, what they're doing. You know, the medics come over and the construction workers come from other parts of town to come and eat, and everybody has a meal together, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to see, and to be able to watch that is just incredible. And then, and to be able to hear what other people are doing, not only are they helping these people here, but they're also moving on and helping other people, and then they're helping other people, and then once they get help, then they become volunteers, and everyone, it's just a big cycle of just altruism. It's awesome.
That's cool.
So
how did you get involved in this? How did I hear about this?
I met Vincent at the Beehive, and he was talking about his last trip, and I was like, that's awesome. And then the next time I saw him, he's like, well, I'm going again. And I said, well, that'd be awesome if I could go too. And so that's how it all came about. And then the three of us just kind of talked, and it's been an incredible experience all in all. Just a whirlwind. So
what was the stuff that you didn't expect to see?
But I didn't expect. I didn't expect to see any of this. I didn't expect to see the number of people, not only that are being fed and being helped, but just, I did not expect to see such generous giving, like just open arms all over, everyone being, it doesn't matter if it's raining, it doesn't matter if there are bugs eating you, it doesn't matter if there's just something went wrong, okay, well, we'll just fix it right now, and that's it. And it's done, and everybody pitches in, everybody helps out together. I guess I expected to see that, but not to this degree. I mean, this is just incredible, with smiles on everyone's faces and everyone working together. It's a beautiful, this is a beautiful place to be, actually.
Cool. Are there any specific stories about, you know, people that you met in the tents, or anything like that?
Oh, specific, so many specific stories.
Tell me a story.
Okay, well, the good and the bad of these situations. This one group, there's two. There's one family who came down, they came up, actually. They were promised all these jobs, and
where'd they come from?
They came from Mexico.
Did they speak English?
Yes. So they may not, I mean, truthfully, they may not have come directly from Mexico, but they did say that that's where they came from, so I'm going to assume yes. And they sat down, and they're like, well, we have no jobs here, so we don't know what to do about this. But, I mean, there are so many other jobs, and then there's these other construction workers who came in, and they didn't have anything. They had nothing. They had no. There was no work. There's so much work to do, but no organization that was leading them in the right direction. I mean, so in that and I'm going to jump for
Go
a second.
For it. Do it.
So these people everyone starts talking about how they don't have, so then next thing you know, people start their own businesses. They start their own companies with just what they have, the tools they have on their back. And this one kid this kid Eric, he came down for the same reason, but not to work, just to help out and volunteer. And then they saw all these all these workers who came down, and medical personnel who came down, and lawyers who came down, and people who came down just to help out, lend a helping hand, realized the need was so great. So this guy who owned an apartment building got the apartment all set up just in terms of getting the water out of it. And as long as these people fix it up, now all of a sudden they have this great organization that they're trying to begin with nothing, just themselves and their own skills, and they have shelter, and they're just going to build so that other people can come in, say, you need work? Okay, this place needs work, and then, you know, eventually this whole thing starts rolling, and then a city is rebuilt, I guess. That's how it works.
Cool.
So it's neat. And this would be what I would consider just the foundation of this rebuilding. It's so neat. You know, people can meet, network, talk, eat, smile, listen, laugh, dance, great music, you know, it's good. Relaxing, and then people get hope. That's what this is all about, is just hope for the victims.
Tell me about the scene in the cafeteria, the dining area there in the dome.
Oh, it's awesome. The dome is this big, big dome, just full of long, long tables and a stage where there's always live music. People just getting up, playing drums and playing guitar. A banjo, I think, was playing last night for dinner. Just so wonderful. And then and dinner time, they light candles, and it's just so neat to see. And not to mention the beautiful Mississippi sky is awesome with the stars. I mean, it's just an incredible scene all around. It's and then everyone working together, eating together, and that's what everyone does. It's just fascinating.
Yeah.
It's so neat. It's great to be a part of this, what little part, but a neat part.
Today I heard gospel, like...
Gospel,
totally.
Gospel. Yes, gospel music on Sunday.
And then Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. You're right, that's exactly how it was. That's exactly what it was. And some Marilyn Manson was tossed in there at some point, too. I mean, it was neat. A lot of reggae, a lot of just harder rock, metal.
Blues?
Blues. A lot of blues. A lot of Mississippi.
Cajun.
Yep. Southern. It's just awesome. I mean, it's neat. You get to see people from all walks of life. And one of the cool things about this particular location is that a lot of these people are used to this Southern set. I hate to say, not closed-minded, but just haven't had an opportunity to see different people, you know, different walks of life. Yeah, and just different walks of life are coming through, and they never would have, I mean, I can't imagine some of these guys, I just see them just staring at some of the things they're seeing, but once the smile breaks a barrier, it's just like, all right, keep going.
What are the kinds of things that they're seeing here?
In terms of people?
Yeah.
Oh.
Describe some of the people.
Some of the people. I mean...
Describe vermin.
There really is no way to describe vermin. I mean, his name really says it all, to be honest. He's the jester of the town. He's the town crier, as he likes to call himself. And he just keeps everybody not only entertained, but he's vital. He knows what's going on. He knows who's doing what, when, where, how, what needs to be done. Like, if something he knows, like, for instance, today, normally there's a big backup for certain things, and he comes over and he's like, oh, okay, make sure there's no backup, and it's neat. How to describe him? I mean, one day he's wearing an eagle's 10-foot spread on his back, their wingspan on the back. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. Oh, it's awesome. And the next day he's got a monkey on his head. And
he had a gorilla mask on backwards.
A gorilla mask on backwards.
It looked sort of like a really whacked out drum marshal hat.
Yes, that's what I thought it was. At first I thought it was one
and then
of those
there's
guys.
A face on the back. Today he's wearing
he's
antlers
awesome.
And a tiara.
Yes, with his butt mask on his behind, which is great.
A fake buttocks on his pants, yes. How about some of the other
some things? Of the you see a lot of different people. You see all walks of life here. You see a lot of, I hate to use the term hippie, but a lot of hippie-ish people, a lot of dreadlocks, and just people being themselves naturally. The lawyer who's here, he's interesting. You know, he wears the t-shirt and the camping pants, but he's got the jacket suit on.
The blazer.
The blazer to distinguish himself. I mean, it's just, It's neat. And then you see all old, young, new, I mean, from like a couple months old babies to like probably 80-year-old men helping out. I mean, it's neat. Yeah. Everyone, all walks of life, all faiths, all backgrounds. Yeah. Like last night at the Sister Circle, that's something that was just so incredible. This, all the sisters on camp, all the majority of the women here who are staying or not staying or part of the neighborhood as well, all got together and just talked about what they wanted to talk about, whatever it was, to share and just have some camaraderie among the women, just if there's anything anyone wanted to say. And it was a beautiful thing. People were singing, teaching each other songs, playing drums, dancing, talking about the higher spirit, talking about God, talking about whatever spiritual entity one might believe in. And it was indescribable. I can't even describe what a positive energy has flown from these people through the townspeople. I mean, the one girl who's from here, she just didn't even know what to say. And then to see her dancing in the middle of the circle last night with all of us around dancing with her, and her eyes just lit up, and she had this huge smile plastered on her face. I'm sure she's never seen anything like that here. But it was neat.
Cool.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.